From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. London police Sunday are actively investigating an apparent terrorist attack that left 7 people dead and 48 others wounded. Police shot and killed 3 of the attackers. The terrorist attack began with a large van driving into pedestrians on London Bridge late Saturday evening, then drove to Borough Market where 3 attackers carried out multiple stabbings. British Prime Minister Theresa May says Islamic extremism is behind the attack.
It is an ideology that claims our Western values of freedom, democracy and human rights are incompatible with the religion of Islam. It is an ideology that is a perversion of Islam and a perversion of the truth. Defeating this ideology is one of the great challenges of our time, but it cannot be defeated through military intervention alone. It will not be defeated through the maintenance of a permanent defensive counter-terrorism operation, however skillful its leaders and practitioners. It will only be defeated when we turn people's minds away from this violence.
Saturday night's attack came less than 2 weeks after a deadly suicide bombing in the British city of Manchester, just after a concert by American pop singer Ariana Grande, who will do a benefit concert today in Manchester for the families of the victims. President Trump weighed in on the London attack through a series of tweets, renewing his call for courts to authorize his ban on travel to the U.S. from 6 majority Muslim countries. Trump also vowed to support Britain, criticized London's Muslim mayor, and took a tough stance on fighting terrorism. Trump said the world needs to stop being politically correct and fighting terrorism. This is VOA News. Michael Bloomberg is on a mission to ensure the United States upholds its commitments to the Paris Climate Pact, even if it is not formally part of it. President Trump recently announced that the United States will withdraw from the Paris Agreement on climate change, saying the deal was too costly and would cause U.S. businesses to lose 7 million jobs by 2025. Bloomberg, the billionaire, former mayor of New York City, has pledged up to $15 million to support the U.N. Framework Convention on climate change. Philippine police believe a gambling addiction may have led a Manila man to set fire to a casino in the Philippine capital, killing 37 people this past week. Police identified the assailant as Jesse Carlos, a Catholic, possibly dispelling claims by the Islamic State group that it was behind Friday's attack. Cambodians are choosing more than 12,000 district officials Sunday. The ballot is seen as a showdown between 2 major parties amid threats of civil war and a crackdown on political dissent in the lead-up to the national election slated for the middle of next year. Prime Minister Hun Sen and his Cambodian People's Party believe the communal poll will provide an important test of their popularity, which has been under stiff pressure from a growing youth vote and changing attitudes. Results from today's vote due later Sunday. At the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis spoke about the joint effort between the U.S. and China to deal with North Korea's nuclear agenda.
President Trump has made clear that the era of strategic patience is over. As a matter of U.S. national security, the United States regards the threat from North Korea as a clear and present danger. The regime's actions are manifestly illegal under international law. There is a strong international consensus that the current situation cannot continue. China's declared policy of a denuclearized Korean peninsula is our policy as well, and also that of Japan and the Republic of Korea.
First held in 2002, the Shangri-La Dialogue is an annual symposium on security issues and geopolitical dynamics in the Asia-Pacific region. Rights activists in Hong Kong are commemorating the anniversary of China's Tiananmen Square protests and once again calling on China to revise its official explanation of the event. Today marks 28 years since Chinese tanks rolled into crowds of demonstrators in Tiananmen Square, opening fire, killing hundreds of the pro-democracy activists. Some estimates put the total number of dead in the thousands. China's government refers to the event on June 4th as a downplay in its severity. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.